Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
We have more true stories of summer loving this week.
With this story told by George.
At our night at the Exmouth Market Theatre.
Enjoy.
When I left school, which was entirely miserable for me, I embarked on a summer of working in the local pub. And it was a summer of, slaving over a hot dishwasher, washing up and taking people their food and generally being shouted at, prepping in the kitchen and occasionally getting the odd glass of lemonade in return. And I did get paid. And after many, many months of hard work, I got my payoff, which was I got to go traveling in Nepal. And after some time there, I made a good friend who was Bicky. He was this Kenyan guy. And we'd spent enough time and we thought, it's time to move on. Let's go to Thailand. So we did. And we arrived in Thailand together. And we used to go traveling around. We'd stay on the beach. And I tried to extremely unsuccessfully engage the proprietresses of various establishments that we stayed in romance, which didn't work at all. But, I was warming up. And, what we would do is we'd go traveling and we'd come back to Bangkok and we'd go to the English pub, which was the Bull's Head. And if you can imagine, it had a sort of faux Tudor exterior, but inside someone would bow and offer you a plate of delicacies as soon as you went on. So it was an interesting hybrid of the British pub and with a bit of a Thai twist. And we'd always go there. And when we were there, we made friends with one of the staff, and that was Nick. And we got better and better friends, and eventually Bicky had to go back to Kenya, and I thought things were going well. We're getting better friends with Nick, so I thought I'm just gonna stay in Thailand and see if I can make something work out here. And sure enough, we embarked on a romance, my first romance, and I was deeply in love with her. And I'll take a moment to describe her. She was compact in height, but shapely, quite curvy, and and she had a very bubbly personality. She's very outgoing, and I was just in a first time in love. I was in clover. Until it turned out that she had a boyfriend already. So she was living with this guy who was. Who was a teacher, and he was a bit older man. He was like probably 30 something, which seemed extremely old to me. But I kind of didn't care because I was in love with her, and I just thought she loves me. She doesn't love him, and she'll probably leave him or she won't. But it works for me, I just got on with it. And I remember one time we used to sort of be on the phone for when we couldn't meet up, we'd be on the phone, and I'd be in my one-room apartment and she'd be in hers. And at some point, though, she thought, well, Peter's going to find out about you. And she started getting more and more nervous because she lived with Peter. She was dependent on him, basically, and I couldn't support her. So she's getting more and more panicked. And I was on the phone to her, chatting to her, and I was just trying to get her to calm down, but she wasn't working at all. And she was sort of struggling to breathe, and she was saying, I can't breathe. And I was like, okay, I've got it. I'm going to come over. Don't worry, I'm going to sort you out. It's all going to be okay. And she was like, don't, whatever you do, don't come over, because Peter's coming home. And I said, I don't care. I'm putting the phone down. And I got in a taxi, went from one side of Bangkok to the other, to her apartment building, which was like many apartment buildings in Bangkok, it was like tiled everywhere. So you had these sort of red tiles in the humid heat and the fluorescent lights everywhere. And I went to her apartment, and she was just fraught with anxiety. And she was like struggling to breathe, having what I now know is a panic attack. And I was saying, look, it's okay, it's going to be fine. And Nick had a bit of asthma, and she had one of those pumps, except she couldn't use it because she would always press the pump at the top of her breath rather than when she was breathing in. So none of the medication was getting in. And sure enough, Peter did turn up. And he was much more bothered about the fact that his girlfriend was having a panic attack and couldn't breathe than the fact that I was there. And he said, look, it's okay. This has happened before. We'll get her to hospital. The thing is, you've got to carry her downstairs because I've got a bad back. So I'm kind of trying to carry her, you know, like you would carry a girl across the threshold or something. This shapely woman that I was slightly more scrawny, I should say, then than I am now as an 18-year-old. And I fundamentally couldn't really support her weight, but I was doing my best. And he was being very gentlemanly about it because he was saying, yeah, she keeps tensing up. That's why you can't support. And I was like, yeah, that's the reason. That's why I can't. You know, it's not because I'm not strong enough. It's because she's tensing up. That's making it hard to carry her. But we managed to, one way or another, we got her downstairs. We got her into a taxi. And we checked her into the Bangkok Christian Hospital. And Peter was footing the bill for all this, which was like £20 per night, which at the time seemed like an enormous sum to me. We got her into hospital, and I made my exit. And the next day, I went to visit her to see how she was doing. And she had forgotten everything for the past 2 years. So she didn't know who I was. She thought she was living where she was living 2 years ago, and I hadn't known her for 2 years. She seemed very pleased to see me, though. She was like, oh, hello, who are you? How are you? Which was rather nice. But she seemed we got on quite well. and there definitely was maybe something stirring. But I thought to myself, well, what happens now? I mean, Peter's around. She's in this fugue state. She's now going to reveal something. Well, she spills the beans when she suddenly sort of gradually comes to her senses and confesses everything. And it's all going to be rather unpleasant. So sure enough, she did come to her senses, but she didn't steal the beans. But by this time, I'd kind of lost interest and had launched a romance with someone else. And so I then was onto my second romance. But you know, essentially, in Thailand, it's amazing, and it's kind of always be summer in Thailand for me. But my romantic life was off to its bumpy start, and that wasn't the last of the bumps.
Hello. I'm Dave Pickering, host of Spark's Open Mic at the Hackney Attic. I also make podcasts, so I'll be at the London Podcast Festival for a special night of true stories with some of the biggest UK podcasters. Come join us on Saturday the 24th of September for stories of uncharted territory. Full details at stories.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.